Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I am so excited, and you guys are in for a treat today. We have Kaylee in the house, who is co-creator of All Things Podcasting. So, Kaylee, welcome so much to the Get Real podcast and our Facebook group.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk about All Things Podcasting with your community.
Yay, we're so excited. And I think this is going to be an amazing episode with lots of impactful items to take away. Kaylee, can you take just a second and tell everybody all about what you guys do at your company, All Things Podcasting. And then, you know, we're going to get into a little bit about why real estate agents should start a podcast and what that would look like. So let's hear all about your amazing business you have.
Yeah, of course. So I own All Things Podcasting. It's me and my best friend that run it together. So that is super fun. But I started as a VA in 2019 and very quickly realized I should, you know, niche down and find what it was that was my thing. So after dabbling in Facebook and Instagram ads and funnels and all of the things, which are still skills that I use today. So I'm grateful that I did all of those things. But I decided to niche down into podcast management because I noticed that I had never invested in something like a course or a program or anything like that without first binging that person's podcast to really build that know, like, and trust, get to know who they are, what they're about. So I decided to niche down into podcast management because I noticed the impact that it had on me. And so I was like, it must have that impact on other people looking to make purchasing decisions as well. So niche down to podcast management. At first, we were just doing like basic, get your podcast out there, launch it, edit the episodes. And it very quickly expanded as we realized that the repurposing potential for a podcast is huge. So then we started diving into YouTube management as well as like pulling social things like TikToks and Reels and Facebook and Instagram posts and all of those amazing things that as business owners and entrepreneurs and, you know, anybody who's trying to market themselves, we all know that we need to be doing those things, but a lot of times it gets pushed to the back burner because it is time consuming.
Absolutely. You have got that. And I think, you know, a lot of people in our community as agents and stuff definitely just really get overwhelmed with all of the platforms and the processes. A lot of the personalities that make real estate agents successful is they're just like the doers. They just go, 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 but they don't do a lot of the detailed things and stuff. So that's why like they really struggle a lot with social media in general. So I definitely can see why, you know, you started your company and why it took off and was so successful so quickly too. Now you do have some clients that you currently work with that are real estate agents. So can you, I think that a lot of agents in, you know, our community in general probably doesn't really understand you know, how starting a podcast for them, like locally would make a difference because they probably see, you know, real estate agents like myself who have a podcast that's aimed more towards real estate agents, but they probably like just really don't understand the concept of how a local, podcast would really benefit them in, lead generation and all that stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like?
Yeah. So that particular podcast, it is a little bit different because they have so many different facets of like their business. So there are a couple and one of them is a realtor and the other one like is kind of like the CFO of their company and like runs all these other things. And so they do like, you know, your standard real estate buying and selling houses. And then they also have a short-term rental business. And then they also are looking into like teaching people how to run a short-term rental business. But they go through different seasons on their podcast. So like we do have seasons that are focused on building up that local real estate presence and pulling people in. And we're located in Louisville, Kentucky. They're local to me, so that's always kind of fun. And what we really focus on during those seasons, where we're focusing on that local real estate, is talking about the different neighborhoods, the benefits. Like if you're looking for these things in a neighborhood, this is the neighborhood you should move to. If you're looking for schools, if you're looking for, you know, a more like active single kind of vibe, or, you know, those different things that people are going into their home buying decisions, looking for those things, but they're not really sure. Like, especially we transplanted to Louisville 6 years ago, had no idea what neighborhood we should live in. So like, I wish that I would have known about their podcast then, because I would have listened and figured out what neighborhood should we live in? Where should we be looking? Like, where can you get your bang for your buck? All of those things. So that's kind of how those seasons play out, where they are focusing on the local market.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. And this is, would be a really great, lead generation or marketing aspect if people are not that big into video too, right? I mean, they don't have to do a live video podcast like I do. They could just do the audio, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then, but if they did the video, you know, they obviously can repurpose it in a bunch of different ways and, you know, use different platforms. But for people who, you know, are not that big into video, you know, creating a podcast and just sitting down and batching a bunch of episodes to put out every, do you recommend like every week do one or once a month? Would it matter if it's a local podcast versus a syndicated one? Or
yeah, so it does somewhat matter. Like around here, derby season is huge, right? So like our local client, they do a whole like months worth of derby content about like where you could have family come stay and what short-term rentals and what neighborhoods are good and all of those things. So like there are different, depending on your local area, like what's big in your area, like is there a, you know, apple orchards. We have friends from Michigan, they're like all the apple picking. So like it has a seasonality to it, to where like you're talking about local things at a different time, because that's what's going to be top of mind for the listener. Like if it's fall and they're talking about going to a pumpkin patch with their kid and they're like, oh, I'd love to live by a pumpkin patch, you know, those kinds of things that come up like very seasonally for us in our brains. So there is a different, like there's different ways to look at it and different ways that you can approach it. You could definitely do what we kind of call a pod funnel, where you're going through say 10 to 12 episodes and talking about the different neighborhoods in whatever city you're in. And that can stay the same for years. And you just keep that up there. When somebody comes to you and is like, I don't know what neighborhood I want to live in, you send them that podcast. And so they're able to listen to, you know, an episode based on what neighborhoods they have in mind. And that content isn't really going to change very frequently. So you can leave it up there for years. And then if something big changes in a neighborhood, you could always re-record, take that episode down and put the new one up.
So they would be kind of like a playlist.
Right.
I love that. So probably doing it weekly would be the best, because they can just change, you know, they could do, you know, a monthly market update, but then every week they could do something, you know, different. And I know in a lot of areas, you know, during the warmer months and stuff, there's a lot more festivals and, you know, a lot of outdoor events and stuff. So it might be a better time to do that, but it's not to say that they can't do like specialty episodes, right? Where they, you know, pop on extra times or something.
Yeah, of course. And you can always start with like those first, you know, 12 episodes going over, you know, how to decide what neighborhood to live in, breakdowns of all the different neighborhoods, where you get the biggest bang for your buck, all of those things. And then do that as like season one, and then have season two be focused more on community and events happening. And then you could do, season three, once you've built up that audience, get into like featuring different like contractors or brokers or people to work with through the house buying decision. Because once you've built that listenership up, those people are more likely to pay you to be a guest on your podcast.
Oh, I love that. Revenue streams.
Right.
How is there a specific amount of time that that episode should be, like the length of the episode that is the best where people don't get bored and fall off, or?
Yes. Yes, there definitely is. So we like to shoot for between 15 and 30 minutes. If it's a guest interview, sometimes we'll go up to like 40, 45, but really like that 30 minute mark is the sweet spot to where you're giving enough information that people feel like they gained something, but they're not feeling like, oh, when is this episode going to end? Like, I'm tired of hearing about this subject, or like they click away from it before they get to the end.
Yes. And I mean, a lot of people who drag out stuff, they just kind of repeat the same content over, and right. You're like, okay, I'm over this. Like, yeah. You're not going to give me anything good. And I've heard in a lot, I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff too, is a lot of times people will say like in the beginning, like stay until the end and get, you know, these special tips or a freebie or, you know, something like that. So that would be something really good. And for real estate agents, what they could do is they could give, you know, like a buyer's guide at the end, or a vendor list, or, you know, anything, you know, specific, some little special printable or download or something that would be easy for them to do, to generate some extra leads as well. Okay, cool. Well, I love the 15 to 30 minutes. I think is definitely doable for everybody. They just can sit down and just bust them all out. Now, when it comes to repurposing the content, I guess that would be different if they do video podcasts versus just audio. But can we talk about like the scalability that I think is hugely missed with using the podcast or starting, you know, starting with video anywhere is, you know, obviously you can just use it for everything. But I think that this would be a huge, huge benefit for real estate agents if they did that. So if we can talk about the repurposing a little bit, I think their eyes just might go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like my most favorite thing, because this is where we pull people into podcasting that typically wouldn't think podcasting is the right marketing move for them. But how we position it is, even if your audience isn't necessarily a podcast listener, like if you don't think that they're going to listen to a podcast, A, you have a place to send them to get to know you when they start asking questions about what it is you offer and like what you recommend. You have a place to send them, like we talked about, which is amazing. But then we're diving into this whole marketing stream. And I don't know about you all, but like, I hate sitting down to type out all of these social posts. It's just not my zone of genius. I am a talker. I will sit and talk to you all day. I use the voice messages on Facebook Messenger because I just hate sitting down to type out something. It's just easier for me to speak it. So when you start doing video or audio content, it's so much easier to get that content out. You can do like an interview style where it's the conversation flows really naturally, or you can do a solo episode and it's just easier to speak those things than it is to sit down and type out this formal long form thing, like a blog post or a social post. But all of the content is still there and it's all in your voice. So it's not like you're hiring a virtual assistant and telling them, hey, make a bunch of posts about real estate. Okay, they don't have any idea. Like, they might have had experience in real estate. They might be able to go to Google and find some things, but it's not going to be your opinions. It's not going to be your voice. So by recording it on audio and video, you're able to leverage your voice, have your personality infused in it, transcribe that podcast episode, that video, and pull things from that for your social post. So like, we're doing a blog, we're doing an email, we're doing long form like Facebook posts. We're doing Instagram posts. We're doing stories. We're doing pins. We're doing TikToks. We're doing reels. And even if you aren't doing video, you can still do TikToks, reels, and YouTube shorts, because you can pull a clip from it and create what we call an audiogram, where it's basically playing that short 30-second audio clip from the podcast episode and giving people a little snippet. And then you can also do those like Twitter style posts, we call them, like, where it's got your picture and your name and the, like, a quote from the podcast, and it has like a moving background. Those are doing crazy good on Instagram right now. So it just gives you this base piece of content to be able to pull all of these other marketing assets from without having to reinvent the wheel, without having to every week or every day sit down and think, what am I going to post to my stories today? What am I going to create a Facebook post about? Because you know you need to be putting that content out to keep your engagement up, and you need to be consistent. But consistently coming up with a brand new content idea every day, every week, is not sustainable, especially across all of these different platforms. So if you record it once and then repurpose it, so you're able to kind of just watch what you've said echo across the internet, it just takes so many steps out and clears up so much mental space for you to be able to focus on other things.
Yeah, and just not getting burnt out as easily, because I mean, just coming up with the content is just absolutely ridiculous for most people. And it's just, it just really wears you down. You're like, how do people just sit here and come up with so much copy to post on all social media platforms? So yeah, just, I mean, you can get so many pieces of content from one podcast episode to share all over the place, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, we average probably somewhere between 25 and 50 pieces of content per podcast episode. So it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So let's talk about that for a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, all things podcasting and what you guys do to help your clients. You know, do they already have to have a podcast? Do they reach out to you before they start one? Do you help them set it up? What does all that look like?
So yes, and so we have clients who come to us and they already have an existing podcast. In that case, what we usually do is we do an audit first, because most of the time they've kind of DIY'd the beginning stages. And so we want to make sure that nothing was missed and everything is optimized and that they're, you know, getting the best leverage out of their podcast possible. So we kind of start with an audit, or we can do a full launch for someone who has not started their podcast yet, just A to Z. We do all the scripts, all of the cover art, all of the graphics, all of the submitting to the platforms, all of the things. And then it kind of rolls into management from there. So we do monthly management, where basically the client drops their audio or video into a Google Drive. We take it from there, edit it, add their intro and outro, publish, repurpose, all of the things. And we also have like smaller, more broken down options for that. Like our most popular package right now is actually just doing podcast coaching monthly to kind of talk about what you should be talking about, what keywords are coming up, what kind of episodes you should record, how we should title them. And then adding that repurposing piece for 7 pieces of content a week. And like we're scheduling those out to everywhere. So we're creating 7 pieces of content, but like most of our clients have later to schedule. So any platform that later has you have connected to it will schedule those pieces out. So it's like 30 pieces of content really across all the platforms. So that's like our most popular package right now, which is really interesting because it's not involving any editing. We're not doing the editing. We're solely doing that repurposing and then coaching our clients on what exactly they should be talking about. And then we also have programs to teach you how to DIY. So it's a wide range. We've really worked really hard over the past 2 years to kind of make an option for everybody where they're at and, you know, provide them with something so that they can get started. And then down the line, you know, as they're ready to outsource or add new things in, that they can do that.
So, I mean, yeah, you definitely offer like a whole slew of programs and the course and then a la carte packages that they can do, which obviously will fit everybody's budget, of course.
Right.
So we actually, Kaylee was super kind to give us a freebie to share with all of the agents. Do you want to tell everybody what that is?
Yes. Which freebie did I give you?
It's the launch list.
The launch challenge. Okay. I couldn't remember. I have a bunch. So yeah, so the podcast launch checklist basically walks you through that like big question of what exactly do I need to do in order to get this podcast launched? And it's step by step in the correct order so that you have everything done like as a stair step. So you, you know, aren't going to be doing something you know, and then have to go back and change it later because you didn't know this or you didn't have this thing in place. So it's a really clear way to kind of break down exactly what you need to do. And then also look at it as a whole and say, what pieces of this am I comfortable doing myself? What do I need to outsource? You know, what do I have no idea what this thing means and I need to go to Google and figure it out? And it just gives you a really good idea of like the work involved and what exactly it's going to take to launch your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely, I wish I had that when I got started. I'm still going to download it though. But I think, you know, you guys, this is really amazing. I'm going to share the link for this for you guys to download, because I encourage everybody to look further into creating a podcast for your real estate business. I think that people think that it's a lot harder than it is. And you don't have to make it that complicated. It can be very easy, basically just what you're already trying to do on social media, and you're just turning it into your voice, basically, unless you want to do the videos as well. Something else too is you guys have a free Facebook group about podcasting, and I know that that has grown really quickly as well. Do you want to share a little bit about what the purpose of that group is and what happens in there?
Yeah. So our group is called All Things Podcasting. And you all can get the link for that, but it is, like we go through literally all things podcasting. So if somebody asks a question in there, I go live every, Tuesday at 2:30, and go through. And if somebody's answered or asked a question or something's been coming up a lot in the group, I will go over and answer those questions inside the group. So that we're really meeting people where they are. Again, that's kind of like the whole thing, is we get new people in that group and we have people who are ready to transition from just having a podcast and move into YouTube. So as I see those patterns come up, those are the things we're talking about. People are always posting questions and I'm always hopping in there and answering things. We have people networking, getting guests on their podcast and finding places to be a guest. And so it's just a really great place to kind of go to, like, not only get podcasting advice, but also just like marketing advice in general and network and connect with people.
Yeah. And with, you know, all the platforms and stuff always changing and stuff too, it's great to have that community to come together and be like, whoa, like this changed. What are you guys seeing? What do you suggest? Yeah. Just coming together and collaborating is phenomenal. And it's amazing that you go live and you're offering, you know, this free advice and training and stuff so openly as well. So we're going to share the link to the Facebook group, the links to their website, their freebie list for everybody who is thinking about, and if you're not, you need to be thinking about creating a podcast, and the social media platforms as well, where you guys can reach them and connect as well, because I really, really, really hope that you guys listen to Kaylee's advice and stuff, because this is such a missed opportunity. I know I've said it a couple of times already, but I'm just going to keep saying it because this is something I believe in that you guys should be doing. And it is so much easier than you are thinking it is. And even if you don't think you have the time, you can't do it, that's what Kaylee's here for. I mean, she can jump in and she can take over. Her whole team can do as much of the work as you need her to, or be as hands off as you need as well. Her monthly coaching program is going to be, her monthly coaching program is definitely going to be a really good start if you want to DIY as well, with a little bit of added support in there, because that really includes tons and tons and tons of value for you guys to use every month. So if you guys have any questions for Kaylee or myself after the show, just reach out and we'll get you connected. I'm going to give you all of those links today. And I want to hear all about everybody's adventures of how they're going to implement starting a podcast. So thank you so much for joining us today, Kaylee. We'll definitely have to have you back And talk about this again soon, because obviously I'm passionate about this one, as you are as well. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And I'm happy to answer anybody's questions. You can always send me a DM, but you probably will get a voice message back because, like I said, I hate typing. But send me a message, join the Facebook group. Any questions, even if you're just wondering if a podcast is right for you at this particular moment, I'm happy to kind of chat with you and see what direction you could take it in and what would be the best next move for you.
I love that. Yes, that is phenomenal. Kaylee is here to help you guys. So we're going to share all those links with you today so that you can move forward. Again, thank you so much for being here, Kaylee. I hope everybody has a great rest of the day.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.